Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Jeff Searcy here, your humble host, welcoming you to the July 27th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. We have got a great show for you today, just like we do every single week, so there's no reason why today should be any different. This week, we are introducing the series that I talked about a few weeks ago called Faith on the Fairways, and it is with my dear friend Russ Holden. Russ is a 28-year PGA professional, 17-year coach and caddy for Hall of Fame golfer Bernhard Langer. Russ is the founder of an awesome organization called Caddy for a Cure. He is a true Christian brother, a servant warrior to the core, and one of my dearest friends on the planet. And I am so pumped to have him and his segment as a part of our show. And so we're going to listen to my phone conversation with Russ here coming up in just a minute. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am so grateful and thankful for your time that you're going to spend with us today. If you're listening to us via Truth Talk 630 in St. Louis, welcome on from the radio world, and I'm so thankful to be on the air there in St. Louis. If you're listening to us online, either through the Truth Talk site or through the ServantWarriorRadio.com site, welcome. If you haven't been to the Servant Warrior Radio site, go to ServantWarriorRadio.com, and you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Share them with your friends, you know, because that's why we're here, to share the life-changing message of Christ, to reach people where they are, to inspire them and empower them to be who God's created and called them to be. That's our whole mission at Servant Warrior Ministries, and that's the reason for Servant Warrior Radio. So I encourage you, if there's something that you've heard here on the show, I know that there's somebody out there that you could share that with. You know, that's why we're here, to share, to reach out to others, to impact them, to go and make disciples of all nations. And so, hey, listen, Servant Warrior Radio is just another way you can do that. But I did want to talk about the tragedy last week in Aurora, Colorado, and I wanted to certainly send my prayers and thoughts and heart out to the families impacted by the tragedy, and that includes the young man and his family. And I started to think about, is there something that we as believers, that I could do to possibly prevent something like this from happening? And I started thinking about the over how we mobilize as communities when we have tragedies and disasters. You know, that is such an awesome thing that we do, to meet people's need based on a circumstance. You know, after a big tragedy happens, we're reaching out to them. But you know what? We don't do very good on the proactive side. I believe if we take a more proactive approach in reaching people for Christ, we could very well prevent tragedies like happened last week. We are called to live a life reflective of Him. When He was on this earth, He tells us in Matthew 9, He says, it's not the healthy that need the doctor, but the sick. He healed those who were hurting emotionally, spiritually, relationally, physically. I mean, that's who He reached out to, and that's essentially who we are supposed to be reaching out to. It's those who are hurting themselves. They're the ones who hurt others. And so, you know what, I'm putting a challenge out there. I'm going to call you out, and I'm calling myself out. I want us to commit every single day to make a concerted effort to reach somebody, to impact somebody for Christ. And I'm not saying go hit them over the head with the Bible. What I'm saying is simply live a life reflective of Christ. Let them see Him in us. Because you know what? I have heard it so many times, and it is so true. We may be the only Jesus people see. And I believe in my heart that if we will take a proactive approach, if we will make a concerted effort to do whatever we can to impact somebody else, somebody that we come in contact with, to reach them for Christ simply by the way that we live our life, that we will start preventing some of these tragedies. We will reach those people who are hurting, and they won't turn around and hurt somebody else. I believe that with all my heart. So let's do that. I'm going to challenge you. Let's do that every single day. Let's commit to impacting a life for Christ. Hey, listen, I want to get right into Faith on the Fairways. Here it is, my conversation with my good friend, Russ Holden.
Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Searcy here, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have my dear friend, one of my dearest friends on the planet, 28-year PGA professional, 17-year coach and caddy for Hall of Fame member Bernhard Langer, founder of an unbelievable organization, Caddy for a Cure, and just one of the best guys that you will ever meet, and an absolute servant warrior and brother in Christ, Russ Holden, who is going to be, we're going to be doing this segment periodically here on Servant Warrior Radio called Faith on the Fairways. Russ, my brother, I am so pumped to have you on board, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Equally as honored to be here with you today. Love what you're doing with this show and love the servant warrior mentality. And, yeah, we sure are servant warriors, and we're honored to be partnered with you here and talk a little bit about the world of golf and hopefully bring some insight to your listeners out there to let them know what really goes on at the heart of the PGA Tour at the highest levels, also Champions Tour and LPGA Tour. But thank you so much for having us.
Oh, man, listen, this is going to be a great segment because I talk golf a lot on the show, and I'm sure the folks get tired of me talking golf, you know, especially after the U.S. Open and Webb Simpson winning the U.S. Open and, you know, of course, Bubba Watson winning the Masters. I mean, they're getting tired of it. So I wanted to bring a fresh voice, one that sounds a lot better than mine, to talk about the PGA Tour and, more importantly, from the servant warrior perspective, talk about how guys at that level are living their faith on the fairways, but how they're being fed on tour, because we, you know, we all have this glamour type perspective of professional sports, and those guys, you know, as well as the caddies and all of those who are involved in that, you know, at that level, there's so much pressure on them. And so I really am grateful to have this part, because I think that your perspective about what happens on tour and how the guys are really living their faith every day, I think it's an important aspect that a lot of folks just don't get. So, hey, could you just tell us about how these guys work? I mean, how does all of it work, and how are these guys really living their faith? And really, I would love to hear your perspective as well, how you get to live your faith on the fairways with these guys.
Well, absolutely. Faith is strong on the PGA Tour, I'll tell you that. For a long time, there has been a ministry out there called Search Ministries, and we do our Bible studies on Wednesday nights on the PGA Tour, because hopefully, if you're working on Sunday, which is what you should be, that means you made the cut, and you're playing in a golf tournament, and you're playing for your living. So it makes a regular church home nearly impossible to have, although most of the players out there that participate in the Bible study do have their regular church homes in their home locale. When they're on the road, we need a place, kind of a home away from home, for a little bit of worship and fellowship, and we do it every Wednesday night. We have a guest speaker in many towns, but then we have a group of guys from Search Ministries, Larry Moody and Dave Kruger in particular, that have been managing this for well over 30 years now. And we've seen so many players, young and old, come to know the Lord out of this study. It's not a hit you over the head kind of a brimstone and fire sort of experience. It's a very a light yet enlightening. We really get deep into the scripture and study it from a perspective of how it really relates to life, and specifically golf. The guys that run it are very golf specific. They're both avid golfers, and they've been around the tour for, as I mentioned, over 30 years. So we're used to being able to relate it to golf. It happens typically around 7 or 7:30 on Wednesday nights, keeping in mind the tee time procedure on the PGA Tour. Someone could draw as early as a 6:30, 6:40 tee time on Thursday. So we'll try to get in and get out and get it done in about an hour and let the guys go home for those of the players that have early tee times. But really a unique opportunity to be able to go there and sit with the fellow players and caddies and families. Wives are all invited. Caddies are invited, and us with our Caddy for a Cure ministry out on tour, we invite our guests every week. We invite them if they want to. It's totally fine. We don't try to shove it down their throat, but we certainly do that opportunity available. And hey, who wouldn't want to go sit with Masters champion Bubba Watson and Ricky Fowler and Masters champion Zach Johnson and the dozens and dozens of guys who are out there? It's awful cool. Even after all these years, I myself am always honored and privileged, and consider myself privileged to be able to come in and pray with these guys. It's awesome.
Well, you know, and that's it really kind of brings it home. And what it does is it puts a very personal aspect and perspective on these guys, because, you know, we all see them as larger life men. Those of us who swing the clubs, and some of us swing clubs a lot better than others, I'm on the other end of that one, which, of course, my handicap is my swing. But we see these guys on, and they play so well. And you just say, you know, wow, that guy just must be completely unapproachable. And it brings them back to, I guess, human reality. I mean, this past weekend we saw Adam Scott, and I couldn't even begin to understand the disappointment that Adam had to feel on Sunday when that happened. And just, you know, those guys are under so much pressure. And it really, you know, knowing that this is out there for them and knowing that they're taking advantage and they're involved in it, it's just a great thing. And to know that, man, you can sit down with them and they get to fellowship, but we're able to get that into that crazy busy schedule, because so many times, man, and you and I know this, you know, we let our schedules dominate and we kind of move Christ out of the way. And we let the schedule take precedence.
We really do. And, you know, I remember one week in particular was right in our hometown down here near Miami at the Doral Championship, the Cadillac Championship. Bubba Watson is now fairly well documented that he and Angie, his wife, had gone through a real trial of adoption. They had learned many years ago that they were unable to conceive, and they were going prayerfully through this adoption process. And I really won't forget sitting in that fellowship that night, hearing that they had just been turned down for a child. They had come so close to it, and yet God still had other plans for him. But to sit next to Bubba and watch his eyes well up with tears and to hear his prayerful cry just to wrap those arms of protection around his wife and that family. We all know what the rest of the story is, which God so often has in store for us, and we know it's a wonderful story that they were gifted another child and he won the Masters, and the rest is sort of history. But yeah, these guys are regular guys. They eat and drink and go to sleep and worry about the days and cares of life the same as we do. They just happen to hit a golf ball a little bit better than you and I do, that's for sure, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, that list is long, and there are a whole lot of folks who hit the ball better than I do. And you can attest to that. I've seen your face when you've seen me swing a few times. That's okay, man. This is the place where we can be real, radical, relentless, and relevant. You know that. So, but, well, one thing, I've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to get a little bit into Caddy for a Cure, because I would be so remiss if we didn't talk about your ministry and what you're doing and what the opportunities that you're creating for people out to go and actually mix in with the guys on tour. But we'll do that. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, more with my dear friend, Rod Holden. We'll be right back.
Hello, Jesus freaks of the Truth Talk Nation. Jeff Searcy here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Friday morning at 6 for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a 5-hour energy drink, right here on Truth Talk 630. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Searcy here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio, and now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And, of course, you are listening to the show like no other. And I am talking with my dear friend, Russ Holden, founder of Caddy for a Cure, 28-year PGA professional, 17-year coach, and caddy for Bernhard Langer. Just one of the greatest guys on the planet and a true Servant Warrior, and going to be joining me periodically here on Servant Warrior Radio for a Faith on the Fairway segment. Before the break, he was telling us about Bubba Watson, and what a great story about Bubba and his wife and, you know, being able to adopt a child, and, of course, his victory at the Masters. I mean, just awesome, just absolutely awesome. But I did want to talk a little bit about Caddy for a Cure, the organization that Russ was founder of and continues to run, and the opportunity that he gives people to interact with PGA Tour pros literally on the fairways. Russ, tell us about Caddy for Tour.
Jeff, I'll tell you what, it was, as you mentioned, was the head professional at Woodfield Country Club down here in Boca Raton, Florida, where Bernhard Langer was a resident. I met him back in the late 80s, and sort of, you could say Caddy for a Cure was born there when a guy just out of professional baseball walked in one day, had double Tommy John surgery, and wanted to be in the golf business. He was also a servant warrior, and we shared the same faith, we shared the same family values and morals, and I knew almost instantly that, like you and I, Jeff, we were going to be friends not only for life but for eternity. And it was shortly thereafter that his wife gave birth to their second child, Christian, in 1993, and he was born with a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia. A lot of birth defects, and it really impacted my life, and I was convicted. I felt like God had put it on my heart to be able to somehow, some way in my life make an impact on this disease, both in awareness and fundraising. We just didn't know what we were going to do. Kind of fast forward a little bit, they had two more healthy children. Their fifth one also has the disease, and it was right about that time that I was starting my relationship with Bernhard in a caddy perspective, and I knew it was cool. It was really cool to be able to switch places out there, you know, with one of these professional caddies and be able to go inside the ropes and stand next to the likes of Phil and Tiger and Ernie and all the great players that were out there. And I had an idea, and I went to the tour, and we were blessed by the tour to say, hey, we like what you're thinking. Why don't we go ahead and start Caddy for a Cure? And we got our 501c3 status, and we're now in our 10th season, and one of our hallmark achievements, Jeff, really associates with you. It was that one day in San Antonio that I saw those Marines walking down the range that had all lost legs, and that chilling sight to me said, hey, look, we've got this great opportunity, Caddy for a Cure, letting the average golfer go inside the ropes. Why couldn't that golfer or caddy be escorted by a wounded warrior? And you and I worked many years ago to start that, and now we're partnered with Birdies for the Brave, letting these great, brave men and women come inside the ropes and walk along and escort our winning caddies. And it's been a great 10 years, Jeff, and we're looking forward to the future and what God has in store for us.
I can tell you firsthand the impact that you make, and to see the faces on these guys and the best their interaction, and also to see the friendships that are made and the interaction between the warrior and the golfer. Because, you know, one thing I learned as being part of the Wounded Warrior Project and just seeing how athletes relate to the warriors and vice versa, a lot of times, man, the athletes are as excited to meet the warriors as the warriors are to meet the athletes. And it's really cool to watch that and to know that friendships are made and relationships are forged through some of these things. And we spend 4 hours walking the fairways with somebody. You can get a lot of great conversation in. So I just wanted to, one, just tell you how proud I am of you and what all has happened with Caddy for a Cure, and just to see where it's going. And, you know, more importantly, your faithfulness to God and just allow Him to work through you and to make these opportunities available for guys. And then just your work with the tour players and all the caddies. Russ, I mean, we couldn't even get in close to what all you're doing and the impact that you're making in the lives. And I'm just so grateful that you're hanging out with us here and that this is going to be a regular segment, because I want the people to hear Servant Warrior Radio. We want to show them how people are reaching others and how Christ is making His way in the hearts of others through organizations like yours, the PGA Tour, and through bands and groups and entertainers. You know, this is just another way to reach people where they are and share with them the awesome life-changing message of Christ. And so I just wanted to thank you for that, man. And so tell me what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, over the next month or so. Caddy for a Cure, what are you doing? Just give me a little bit, just a brief schedule of what you got coming up so we can be praying for you.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much for all those kind words. It really is amazing what God can do in the heart of someone who's open and willing to listen and willing to hear. We've been so grateful to be in this position. We've got a big month coming up ahead of us. The month of August is really typically one of our best months as we wind down the PGA Tour season. It's hard to believe that we're already saying that, but our next event's going to be up in Portland at the Safeway Classic. We've got two stellar girls up there, Stacy Lewis, a multiple major winner on the LPGA Tour, as well as the young 17-year-old Lexi Thompson, who won her first victory last year on the LPGA Tour as a 16-year-old. Just utterly amazing talent. She was participating with us earlier this year at the Honda Classic. I got to see her up close and personal, play with Greg Norman, and she made four birdies in a row. just to kick it out of the blocks there, and it was pretty amazing. So we're going to have two excited caddies up there, followed by the FedEx playoffs. We've got young Ricky Fowler, an active participant in the Tour Bible Study that we originally talked about. Sergio Garcia, nothing needs to be said about the bull, El Nino, from Spain, as well as Padraig Harrington, a three-time major champion, all going to be at Bethpage Black there at the Barclays, followed by three Christian brothers who are going to be utterly over-the-top cool. We've got Ben Crane, Nick Watney, and Aaron Badley, all going to be available at the Deutsche Bank Championship. And, Jeff, that's where you came up and assisted us a couple of years ago. Great golf course, TPC Boston, and a great facility, great tournament, and they do some great stuff up there for Fisher House, and we're really thrilled to be going back to Boston.
Well, man, I tell you, Boston is one of my favorite places. TPC Boston, I've actually, before they changed everything around, birdied, I believe it was number 13 twice. I tell you, it's one of my favorite places. So I tell you, that TPC Boston is just one of the coolest places. But anyway, Russ, thank you for hanging out with us today. I can't wait to have you back on and update. So we're all certainly going to be praying for our tour players, the servant warriors that are out there, you know, living their lives and really living their faith on the fairways and impacting people around them, you know, for the glory of God. Because that's really why we're all here, man. We're not here for us, but we're here for him. So, brothers, thank you. I love you. Thanks for hanging out with me, man, and I can't wait to have you back on.
God bless you, Jeff. I appreciate this show so much and know how much you put into it. And just keep listening, man. You're doing the great work, and God bless you for having us on. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russ Holden, my dear friend, founder of Caddy Pro Tour, just a true, true servant warrior and has the ultimate heart of God. Thanks again, Russ.
I hope you enjoyed Faith on the Fairways with my dear friend Russ Holden. Make sure that you're listening to Servant Warrior Radio each and every week so you don't miss any of the Faith on the Fairways segments. But, you know, it's so great to hear how God is working through the lives of tour players and how those players are living out their faith on the fairway, but more importantly, how God is working through them to impact the lives of others. Because, you know, we are all given platforms. We're all given audiences. Some people have audiences that are in the thousands, some in the millions. Some have audiences of one. You know what? In God's eyes, all of those are important. There's no hierarchical level of importance in God's eyes. He wants us to impact the one as much as he wants us to impact the many. And the only way that we're going to impact many is one person at a time, to commit to making an impact in the lives of others each and every day. The challenge that I threw out there earlier in the show, I'm reiterating the challenge right now, and I'm giving myself this challenge. We want to impact somebody every single day for Christ. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, oh, Cersei, I don't do that stuff, man. I don't go up and talk to people. You know, it's just one of those, man, I don't feel comfortable with doing that. It's not my gig. Now, if they come up and ask me about Christ, I'd love to share my faith with them. But I just don't know how to approach people. Just not good at that. Well, what we want to do here at Servant Warrior Radio and Servant Warrior Ministries is to give you tools to impact people, to make an impact in their life and to approach them and really to give you something that you can use. And you can do it anonymously, you can go right up to them, but either way, at your disposal, you have now tools and things that you can use to connect people with Christ. You can send them the show, you can share a link to, or I can download an email, an episode of Servant Warrior Radio that you heard and you know that a friend of yours needs to hear it. You can go to servantwarriorradio.com and also servantwarriorministries.org, either site. And you can find the Armor Up Prayer. You can download that. You can send that out to Kinko's and have them make 1,000 copies and have them cut it up. And now you've got prayer cards you can put on somebody's desk. Hey, listen, you and I both know that there are people in our lives that we hear every day at work or at school or whatever it is, and we can hear their hurting. We hear their conversations. We hear the tone of voice. We hear the hurt in their heart, in their voice. We can just see it. We can see it all over them. But, you know, a lot of times we don't know how to approach them. With these prayer cards, you know, you could just place it on their desk. They never have to know it's you, but I promise you they'll read it. I have story after story of people telling me, I hand them one of the prayer cards, Jeff, you don't know how much I needed that. And my response is always, well, you're absolutely right. I had no idea how much you needed it, but God told me that you need it. And so he put it on my heart to give to you. And I will tell you that when you get these things, when you get these prayer cards, you have them at the ready. God will put people in your path that he will expect you to give them to. So do not shy away from this challenge, warrior. Step up in the battle. Let's take these cards. Let's step out to where God is calling us. And as God puts people on our heart, let's give them something. Let's help them connect with Christ. Give them something that they so desperately need. They just don't know what it is, but we do. God knows. He puts it on our heart. He knows what they need, and that is him working through you to get to them. At the end of every show, always want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. Never want to end a show without doing that. And I know that there are folks out there who are listening to this show right now who say, Jeff, you know what? I don't have a relationship with Christ. I'm one of those people who needed to be impacted and have been impacted now, and I want to accept Christ into my life. I want him to be the Lord of my life, and I want to start impacting others for him. You know what? We can take care of that right now. There are those out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I accepted Christ and I've had him in my heart, but I've really allowed things to pull me away from him. But I want to get back right with him. I want to take on that challenge, and I want to commit every day to impacting those around me for Christ. You know what? We can take care of that right now as well. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for loving me. God, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. God, I want to rededicate my life to you. God, I pray that you are the Lord of my life. I give you all of me and say, Lord, however it is that you want to use me, use me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. I am so unworthy, but you lift me up and bring me close to you. God, I thank you so much for what you do for me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, next week we're going to continue the series we started last week, which is My Piece of the Puzzle. Next week's message, Salt Life. You will not want to miss it. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.
I tasted fire. I'm ready to come alive. I can't just shut it up and fake that I'm alright. I'm ready now. I'm not waiting for the afterlife.